the same God that delivered our ancestors,
yeah,
made a highway in the midst of the Red Sea. I heard the Bible said in the book of Exodus, said that God said in Exodus 14 and 14, said the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Exodus 14 and 19, and in the Bible said that the angel that led them by fire by night got behind him and held by a pillar of cloud by day. Ain't God all right? He'll take care of you. He'll take care of you. Through hell and high water, he'll take care of you. I don't know about you, but he'll take care of you. He'll take care of you. He'll hold you and rock you. When you are used,
let the message preached today bless you and it has led you to a deeper walk in the Lord. New Jerusalem worship services are as follows. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Morning worship at 11 a.m. And Wednesday at 5 p.m. by Bible study. And New Beulah Baptist Church, 908 Carlos Street, Boyce, Louisiana. Service time, 2nd and 4th Sunday, 8 a.m. morning worship and 9:30 a.m. Sunday school. Bless you.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina
Good
Alexandria.
Morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana 71496, or phone 337-239-3845. Or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
That in heaven lift up my eyes.
Cast this morning over KAYT 88.1. We are delighted to come to you this morning, and we really appreciate you, our listening audience. We pray that you have been enjoying our broadcast, and we would welcome any comments that you may have to offer. We can be reached at 337-239-3845, or you may write to us at Post Office Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496. Once again, our telephone number is 337-239-3845, and our mailing address is Post Office Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496. When in the Leesville area, please stop by 200 Nona Street, where our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, our First Lady, Mother Judy Johnson, and the entire Johnson Temple family will welcome your presence. Enjoy our broadcast on today as we join a service already in progress.
Because of who you are,
moments cometh your help. All of our help come from the Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you today for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for the service thus far. Breathe on us, Lord. Touch that woman that's hurting, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Touch that man, Lord. Clear up his lung pastures, Lord. Look on those that's in the hospital, the nursing homes, the rehab centers. Those who are homebound, Lord. Be with them, I pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know you're able. All power's in your hand. You've touched my body many times, Lord. And I thank you for it now. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, bless somebody here today, Lord. Somebody need to feel something. Somebody need to hear a word. Somebody need to be delivered, Lord. Touch, Lord Jesus. Touch, Lord Jesus. Save somebody, Lord. Let the Holy Ghost fall in this place. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Word my mouth, Lord. Give me what to say and how to say it. And we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. While you're yet standing, I'm going to ask that you would pick up your Bibles and let's read our scripture of the morning. Amen. The book of St. Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 16 through 19. St. Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 16 through 19. St. Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 16 through 19. Amen. Jesus entered the synagogue at Nazareth, went back home, amen, just to visit some of the folks that he was familiar with, amen. But he wanted to send a message. Oh, I'm getting happy now. He wanted to send a message to them, amen. Luke chapter 4, verse 16 through 19, read. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." You may be seated. Anybody here love Jesus? Amen. Just touch the person sitting next to you and say, "I truly love Jesus." Amen. 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 You can't, oh glory, you can't help but love him because he's done so much for you. He's opened so many doors for you. He's made a way for you. Amen. He's done some wonderful things for you. Amen. He made it possible for you to even be here today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord, help me here. Clothed and in your right mind. Amen. That's very important. Amen. Because if you were not in your right mind, you might have showed up here naked. But because he is so good, and he's so wonderful, and he's so gracious, and he's so merciful, amen, we're here, and I can look out there and see that God has truly blessed you. Amen. Many of you are so prosperous, you just didn't know God was going to take you to this level. Well, amen. Amen. When I was growing up, amen, I dreamed of having money in my pocket, but I sure didn't know where I was going to get it from. Amen. We were poor. Amen. I don't say that, amen, to down my father or try to make any, even make myself feel bad. I'm just telling the truth. Amen. And that's not a curse on you because you're poor. Amen. Praise the Lord. But God has blessed us and have raised us to a level that many of us could not even envision. Not bragging, just telling the truth. God is good. I want you to know that. Amen. Because we're going to talk a little bit about being delivered today. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, and deliverance is more than just from sin. God can deliver you, amen, from brokenness. Lord, help me. He can deliver you from poverty. Amen. He can deliver you, amen, praise the Lord, from being distraught. He can deliver you, amen, praise the Lord, from being persecuted in your own house. And he can deliver you, amen, from persecuting your own self. Oh, I know I'm preaching now. I'm preaching now. Amen. Because some of us, amen, praise the Lord, just love to be miserable. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we're not miserable, we'll find a way. We'll find something, amen, that's going to make us feel miserable. We're at home with misery. Amen. Praise the Lord. We take our subject from the latter part of that 18th verse when it said, amen, to preach deliverance to the captives. To preach deliverance to the captives. Amen. And our subject today is, you can be delivered. Look at your neighbor and say, you can be delivered. Amen. The Lord. You may feel like you're a captive right now, amen, but you can be delivered. Amen. You may have come here today, burdened down, but my God, you can be. You got to believe this, and I'm hoping, amen, as I preach this message, that you will begin to catch hold of faith and believe that it can happen. How many of you know if you believe that it can happen, it will happen? Amen. Ever since Adam sinned, man has needed deliverance. It's a terrible situation to be in bondage. Amen. And bondage does not necessarily mean being a slave. A slave, amen, where you actually work for somebody else. Amen. We're in bondage, amen, many times because of the things that we have brought on ourselves. After God had made a covenant with Abraham, his children found themselves held captive by the Egyptians. Amen. And you wonder how in the world that happened, amen, how it evolved that Joseph went there, amen, praise the Lord, as a slave, and then God elevated him as the second most powerful man in the country, amen, and then years later, amen, the whole nationality of Jews was under bondage. Do you see it? Amen. It can happen. It can happen. Amen. You have to be careful. Amen. Some women got married thinking that they was going to find happiness, only to find themselves in bondage. Amen. I married this man thinking, amen, that he was a good man, only to find out, amen, that he is a devil. He's cruel. Amen. He's trifling. He won't work. Amen. I was watching, I just happened to flip to a channel, and there was this man holding his baby. Amen. And the wife called the police and said that he is taking my son. And when the policeman went to him, he tried to tell the policeman that this was his son, and he just wanted his son to be with him. And he said, well, what you going to do with him? Well, I'm going to take him to another state. He said, well, will you just stay here? Let me go and talk to your wife. And when he went and talked to the wife, she said, sir, he is trifling. He is no good. He won't work. And if he take the baby, he ain't got no diapers. He ain't got no money. He ain't got no car seat. How in the world he going to take my baby, amen, and treat my baby like that? Are you getting the picture? Amen. There are some no good people out there. Amen. And we have to be careful. She married him thinking, amen, that she was going to find, but y'all know how you dream. Amen. Women are great dreamers. Amen. They see a lot. And sometimes it does not materialize. I should have got at least one amen. The Israelites cried out to the Lord, amen, for deliverance, and he heard them. God took them, amen, to the promised land, the land that flowed with milk and honey. Before they got there, God gave Moses a set of laws, amen, a set of statutes, a set of ordinances, amen, that the children of Israel were supposed to follow. They did not follow them, and they did evil in the sight of God. Lord, help me preach today. Amen. Because of their sins, they often found themselves in bondage. Because of their sin. Remember that. That's a very key point here. Because of their sin. Not because God wanted them there. Not because God could not deliver them. Not because God could not bless them. But because of their sins, they found themselves captives in bondage, subservient, amen, to other nations. It seemed like every time God pulled them up, amen, they found a way, amen, to put themselves down. We have people like that today. It seems like every time God bless them, amen, they get out of the hole, they'll find a way. God will give them a nice home, give them a good job, amen, have money in the bank. And within 5 to 10 years, amen, they'll find themselves flat broke, outdoors, and at the mercy of the state. Amen. And most of the time, it is because of sin. Because they will not obey God. Because they allow themselves to get caught up in other things of the world. Am I saying anything here today? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I know some of y'all, before I finish here, going to say, I don't know why he wants to stand there and preach on me. I don't know nothing. I'm not trying to find out anything about you. I'm just going to preach the word today. Amen. If it hits you, amen, holler ouch and just keep on, amen. And I hope it hits you hard enough that it will cause you to change. Well, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you've been poor all your life and God bless you with a nice home, amen, and a car and money in the bank, don't you know you ought to have sense enough to try to hold on to it? If you had to work hard to get it, amen, praise the Lord, don't you know you're going to have to work hard to keep it? Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Isaiah spoke, amen, praise the Lord, in verse 1 and 4. He said, ah, sinful nation, a people are corrupters. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backwards. Backwards. Instead of going forward, they've gone backwards. Every time God bring them to a certain point, they'll find a way to go backwards. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what we call, amen, a backsliding nation. Amen. Backsliding people. We've had people to come to this church. Amen. Praise the Lord. We prayed them through. They got saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, living a good life. Amen. Praise the Lord. But they found a way to go backwards. How do you go backwards? You return like the dog. Amen. That's how you go backwards. Amen. Praise the Lord. I preached on last Sunday, I believe, about moving forward. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we certainly do not want to go backwards. We want to move forward. Why in the world, if God saved you from alcohol, would you want to go back to the bottle? Why, if God delivered you, amen, from drugs, would you want to go back to the drug? You know what the drug did to you while you were using them. Huh? You know the lifestyle that you lived while you was on drugs. Why would you want to go back to that? Amen. If you were in an abusive marriage before, amen, why would you gonna want to go and marry another man just like the one you just left? You might as well have stayed with the one that was with the first time. Oh, I ain't saying nothing. I ain't saying nothing. I ain't saying nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And what you don't understand is that you need help, because usually if you marry somebody, amen, that was abusive, you'll follow the same pattern and do the same thing, but you won't ask for help, and you find yourself in the same situation that you was in 20 years ago. I'm going to preach it anyhow. That's all right. I don't need no amen. Amen. Isaiah 13 and 9 said, behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners out of it. God is going to rise up. God's not going to take your foolishness forever. God, amen, will move himself. Amen, praise the Lord. In other words, I'll take control. I'll put down the insurrection. I will change your life. I will let you know, amen, that I will not stand
for your foolishness always. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes I wonder if people today realize that we serve the same God that the Israelites served. Amen. We used to sing a song, Sister Edwards, amen. God is worried with your wicked ways. God is worried with your wicked ways. God is worried with your wicked ways. My God's worried with your wicked ways. Huh? We would sing that song, Mama. Amen. God is worried. All right. Now, what were we saying? God is worried. God is tired with the way you are living. And if you don't change, God will change you. Jesus. Amen. You don't want God to get tired of your wicked ways. When he get tired, he going to do something about it. Praise the Lord. Because of Israel's sins, God allowed foreign countries to come in and seize their property, take their wives, and to take their wealth. Well, don't you know if God did that to Israel, he'll do the same thing to America? I'm a firm believer, Brother Roy, that God allowed Katrina and Rita to hit our borders to wake us up. Nobody can convince me any differently. I've talked to too many people about the way God did it. Amen. And it appears, Brother Jones, that he did just enough damage, amen, to get our attention. Don't you know God could have taken that storm and wiped out everything? Oh, yes. We had a lady that came here, amen, for a wedding, and she was telling me how God blessed and took care of her house. Only took a few shingles off the house. Trees all around it. But did not destroy the house. Talking to a brother yesterday, amen, praise the Lord. His old house, amen, listen to this now. He moved out of his old house. God gave him a new house, a two-story building, amen. Went back to the old house. He had not sold the old house, and he moved into the new house, amen. Only one or two shingles off the old house, but new house tore up. Amen. Took the roof off the new house. Huh? But left the old house standing. Yeah, yeah, that's the way God is, amen. He just show you what he can do. I touch you over here, amen, praise the Lord, and I'll leave this alone. Huh? Yeah, yeah, God will do that sometime, even in the neighborhood. He'll touch this person over here, amen, praise the Lord, and leave this person alone. Sometimes, amen, praise the Lord, he'll touch your children, amen, and leave you alone. But sometimes he'll touch, Lord help me preach, amen. He'll touch you, amen, and leave your children alone, amen, praise the Lord. Yes, we deserve the same God. We serve the same God. And we deserve the same punishment that God mets down to other nations. The day is far, far spent, and many are not saved. I noticed during our youth explosion, as some of the young people came to the altar, amen, praise the Lord, or the like of. The preacher stood here, amen. He took his time for about 5 or 10 minutes, and some of our young people wouldn't even come to the altar. And then after they came to the altar, many of our adult saints would not come up and pray for them. Well, I'm telling the truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, sometime in the message, I have to do a little pastoral work. Amen. Because I observe what's going on. Don't you know if one of my sons or one of my daughters came to the altar, I'd be the first one up there with them? If they had the courage to come up for prayer, amen, I would want them to know that I'm standing with you. I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to pray with you. And whatever you want from God, I'm going to ask God along with you for him to give it to you. Deliverance don't come from just sitting down. Deliverance don't come from you sitting and looking pretty and thinking that you're wonderful. Amen. You got to work for it. I often quote the scripture that says, we must work while it is day. For when night cometh, no man can work. Amen. While the blood is still running warm in your veins. While you have your health and strength. Amen. I know so many people, amen, after they get down, after, amen, they get sick, they wish that they had worked, amen, while they could. It's too late then. The time to do it is while you're young and viable, amen, while you got your health and strength, while you got some energy, amen, that you can go out there and work and give God some glory, amen, praise the Lord, because when you get sick, y'all better hear me today, amen, when these diseases hit your body, cancer, heart trouble, diabetes, amen, praise the Lord, they will hold you to the bed. They will not allow you to do what you want to do. And there's no need to talk about what I wish I had done. Wishing is one thing, and doing is something. Y'all ain't going to help me preach today. It's something else. God saved us, amen, to do a job for him. And you can't sit around waiting forever. That's why the Bible tells us to remember our Creator in the days of our youth. Amen. While we're still young. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know some of y'all 40 years old and you still think you're 16. Well, if you think you're 16, act like you're 16. Go ahead. Amen. In the church. Amen. Stop acting like you're 16 in the world.
Well, thank you, Jesus.